السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه وذرياته وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the nourisher, cherisher, sustainer of the entire universe. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We bring iman in Allah as our creator, our nourisher and cherisher. He is the one who will always bless us, and he has blessed us with iman. We make shukr on this tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In life, we all have aspirations of being blessed, of being acknowledged, of making someone of ourselves, something out of ourselves. We all have this aspiration. And in life, opportunities will come about. It is what we make of these opportunities, how we treat these opportunities, especially if we want to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the worldly circles, we will say, people will be saying, you know, I was making the dust and the others were collecting the dust. We forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us. They will say, we'll separate when the time of difficulty comes and the businessmen are sitting together. They will say that today we'll come to know who's the boys from the men. We'll separate the boys from the men. Likewise in deen, Allah separates the boys from the men. If we look through the annals of history, then there are many examples. Allah Ta'ala chooses amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, and Allah chooses one class. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, the forerunners from the Muhajirin and Ansar. They are special class amongst the rest. But why are they special? All the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala are special. They are very special indeed. But amongst them, Allah ta'ala chooses وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, the forerunners, those who gave sacrifice in the early days. Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, in the early days he accepted Islam. And he goes to the Kaaba Sharif and he proclaims his Islam. He knows he's going to be tortured. He knows it's going to be difficulty. But there was one quality that they all had. It was a quality of courage, himmat. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, despite whatever he went through, or whatever he was going through, ahad, 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 how Allah blessed him, that when the adhan is being given for the first time on the top of the Kaaba Sharif, some sahaba say, Ya Rasulullah, send this sahabi, send that sahabi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, send Bilal. Send Bilal. He's acknowledged. He's appreciated. And everybody says, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, up to today, that he is the first muazzin. But there was some sacrifice, and that sacrifice came because he had courage in him. the quality of courage. In the battle, one of the battles, Rasulullah ﷺ stands up, we've got nothing. Most probably this was the battle of Tabuk. Sahaba have got nothing to travel. Nabi ﷺ stands up. Who is there to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Uthman radiallahu anhu stands up. Ya Rasulullah, 100 camels fully laden, mujahideen, everything. Rasulullah ﷺ accepts. He stands up again. Nabi ﷺ says, who else is ready? Uthman stands up again. Another 100. Rasulullah ﷺ accepts that. Again, Nabi ﷺ says, who else is ready? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm ready again. He stands up again. Ya Rasulullah, another 100. Full. I give the full armament and everything. Rasulullah ﷺ acknowledges this. He says, Uthman, after today, do as you please. Not that Uthman was going to do anything wrong. But do as you please. From today, Allah Ta'ala will never take you to task. What was this behind us? There was courage. There was yaqeen. That my Allah will assist me. He stood up. What was the difference between the Badri Sahaba and the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala? That if a Badri Sahabi had to make a mistake or do a judgment that was not right, and against this Badri Sahabi, Rasulullah ﷺ said, he is a Badri Sahabi, leave him. He is a Badri Sahabi, leave him. Why? That sacrifice that was made in Badr, it was acknowledged by Allah and Rasulullah ﷺ. So these opportunities will go on, and they will come in our lifetime also. But will we be ready to take them? When we take them, we'll be blessed in different ways. In different ways we'll be blessed. And I'm going to go through a few stories. It was during the Battle of Mutah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala on, that go and fight. It says, Zayd bin Haris radiallahu ta'ala, you'll be the first Amir. And if you are martyred, it'll be Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala. And if he is martyred, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala. Anyways, they go out in battle. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be sitting on his minbar at that time. And Allah ta'ala opened up all the veils between him and this battle. As his veils were opened out, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting on his minbar, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala sitting there, what a scene it may have been. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Zayd, your brother Zayd has taken the flag. All the Sahaba, listening attentively, pin drop silence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your brother Zayd has taken the flag. He is now martyred and he's entered Jannah. Sahaba were happy that he entered Jannah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your brother Ja'far bin Abi Talib has taken the flag. And he can see that Allah Ta'ala had opened up all the veils for him at that time. And he can see. He says, your brother Ja'far has taken the flag. And now he's fighting. And now he becomes martyred and he's entered Jannah. Then again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your brother Abdullah bin Rawaha has taken the flag. And this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulls back and he's silent. For a moment, tears flow down the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba become anxious. What has happened? What is happening? Silence. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waits. He waits. He says, now he's taken the flag and he's gone in. And now he fights. And now he becomes shaheed. And again Nabi Sassam keep quiet. What has happened? Others became shaheed, gone to Jannat. Became shaheed, gone to Jannat. Abdullah bin Rawaha became shaheed. Nabi Sassam is silent. Sahaba are very worried. our brother, what has happened to him? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after a little while, says, he's gone into Jannah. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, why the delay? Why the delay? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the first Sahabi, Zayd radiallahu anhu, took the flag, he went into the battlefield straight away, without any hesitation. Immediately became shaheed, immediately was given Jannah. He was given a beautiful throne. Then your brother was, Jafar radiallahu anhu, was given the flag, immediately he took the flag, without hesitation. Immediately he went to the battlefield. Became shaheed, because he went immediately without hesitation, he was given Jannah immediately. And he was given a beautiful throne. As for Abdullah bin Rawaha, when he was given the flag, he had some hesitation. He had some hesitation. He was worried about something, and he didn't go immediately. But then he took the flag, he composed himself, and he went in. Because of this, he got his Jannah, but his throne is a bit shaky. What was the difference? All the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu are very great. But the one was little hesitation. So we will be given opportunities in life. Once, it's how we choose to seize these opportunities. Are we going to take this opportunity as lightly? Later on, I'll see what I'm going to do. Am I going to think somebody comes with a bargain? Hey, this is a bargain. I'll take my spare money, take it out immediately. But when Allah Ta'ala comes with that bargain, then am I ready to stand up immediately? Ukasha bin Mihsin radiallahu ta'ala an. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith sharif, he mentions, one of the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that there are 70,000 people who on the day of Qiyamah, they'll go straight into Jannah without any reckoning. They'll have some special qualities in them. Amongst those qualities, they'll have full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned few qualities. Immediately, Hazrat Ukasha radiallahu anhu stands up. Ya Rasulullah, make me from amongst them. Nabi Sassam said, you got it. Oh Ukasha, you have got it. Ukasha got it so easy. Somebody else stood up. Ya Rasulullah, can I be from amongst them? Ukasha got it. Ukasha beat you. It was for him. The rest will have to work for it. So there's opportunities will present themselves, and they present themselves in different ways. It is us who need to stand up and be ready to grab these opportunities. When and how? Once it was Abdullah bin Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala an. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. He was walking once and he sees this youngster. He sees this youngster building a house, beautiful palace. He's giving instructions. Story comes in Fazail Sadaqat. So he goes and looks at this youngster. Say, what? He's got so much of potential. Oh Allah, make this person from amongst the pious. What can he do with this potential? Make him from amongst the pious. So he goes up to him and speaks to him. Say, oh young man, what is this? Say, I'm building my house. How much will it cost you? 100,000 dinars. Why don't you give me this 100,000 dinars? And in place of this, I guarantee you a Jannah. A palace in Jannah, which is so beautiful, the bricks of which will be gold and musk. And he explains to him this beautiful palace. So the youngster says, let me think about it. Do you guarantee me this? Definitely, it's a guarantee. Anyways, I'll let you know tomorrow. He goes home, this youngster goes home. At night, Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, makes dua. The next day, the youngster is waiting, and Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, comes up again. He says, I'm ready. There's the bag of gold, the coins, the 100,000. But do you guarantee me? He says, I guarantee you. Malik bin Dinar writes a letter. He says, this is your guarantee for Jannah, a palace in Jannah. 40 days didn't pass, and Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi is reading his salah in the masjid. There's a fajr salah. After salah, he sees in the minbar, on the minbar or the mihrab, he sees a paper. Subhanallah. This is the very same paper that I'd written for this youngster. Let us go and investigate. When they go to this youngster's place and they investigate, they see the place is dull, dark, look like somebody can hear some sounds of crying. So found out, says, yes, the son, youngster has passed away. It wasn't even 40 days, and the youngster had passed away. Who made the ghusl, kafan, those people were called. When they were summoned, you all made the ghusl of this person, yes. Was there anything special? He gave us a paper. He gave us a paper, and says, we'll put it under his kafan. Malik bin Dinar opens the paper, says, is this the paper? But he says, subhanallah, this is the very paper. In the back of it, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always true. And sometimes the special servants of Allah ta'ala, when they say something, it'll never be a lie. In the back, O Malik bin Dinar, you are absolved of your promise. We have given him the palace in Jannah. And 70 times better. And 70 times better. But what was it? It was that opportunity that he had grabbed. Another man stands up, O Malik, I'll give you 200,000. Malik says, no, his turn, his chance, he got it. He got it. One more incident. Bay Abdul Wahhab, rahmatullah alayhi, passed away a few years ago. The whole world knows him. The whole world knows him. But what was behind his success? Some say when the initial mashura took place, that who is going to go to Pakistan and start the work in Pakistan? The conditions of the work will be such. You're going to go, you're not going to work. How you're going to earn is your problem. You get sick, you sort yourself out. How you're going to travel, you're going to sort it out yourself. How you're going to look after your home, you sort it out yourself. But you have to give your full life. Anybody of you, anybody of us are ready with those conditions. No, none of us. This Jamaat is sitting. They say, Bay Abdul Wahhab, rahmatullah alayhi, got up immediately. I'm ready for the sacrifice. I'm ready for the sacrifice. There was another brother who got up a little after him. He says, I was in that very same Jamaat with Bay Abdul Wahhab. The whole world knows Bay Abdul Wahhab. But nobody knows me. What was it? He got up immediately. It was his sacrifice. His yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His himmat and courage. Generally we see one bus that drives around in the overport area. In the back of it is written, Himmat Nahar. Himmat Nahar. Don't lose hope. We can all attain, we'll get those opportunities. As Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, in one of his poetry, he says, Be Himmat Nakara. That person who does not have Himmat, he'll be a useless. And we all want these opportunities. And when they come, we'll be blessed. But you have to be ready for it. We can't think. فَمِنُمْ ظَالِمُ النَّفْسِ وَمِنُمْ مُقْتَصِدُ وَمِنُمْ سَابِقُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ Those will be going, you know, will be running for goodness. They'll always be in the forefront. And are we there to take those opportunities? The day of Jummah came. The person who came first to the masjid, he got the greatest reward. The one who came after got lesser and lesser and lesser reward. So these opportunities of reward will always keep on coming. Are we ready to snatch them? Are we ready? The person who sits in the front saf, greatest reward. Are we ready to snatch these rewards? What is this? So, be himmat nakara. Haji Farooq rahmatullah alayhi used to say, jaisi himmat waisi madad. The kind of courage you have, the kind of courage you have, that's how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. So we all need to build this courage in us. That when this opportunity is going to come in its different ways, I'm going to be ready to grab it. But when you grab it and when you are blessed, remember, the greatest mistake we all make, we forget, is this will happen bi-idhnillah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we turn around and we say, that's where we spoil the whole thing. Hey, I made it. You saw we've done it. We did it. We didn't do anything. It was the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all happened with the with Allah's bi-idhnillah. So Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Allah ta'ala will give us these opportunities. We must make use of these opportunities, look for these opportunities, present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I'm weak, I'm useless. But grant me this opportunity to serve your deen in whichever way. In whichever way. There are plenty of ways to serve deen. And let me be amongst the first and the forerunners. Those who will follow. They'll be the leaders and those who will follow. We all want to be leaders. We all want to be blessed. But to be a leader, you need courage. You need himmat. And you need to have full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant me all of us tawfiq.